Now's your chance to be on Off the Ball.
Not too big, not too small, just the size of Donegal.
Get those WhatsApp voice notes in. 087 9 180 180.
Thanks for all the great sports coverage, boys.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Cathal Mullany. On the way, we'll hear from Brian O'Driscoll on how the Leinster players will be feeling heading into tomorrow's Investec Champions Cup final against Toulouse. And we start with tomorrow's decider in London, with Leinster today naming their team for that big game. And head coach Leo Cullen has made three changes to his side following on from their semi-final win over Northampton. Hugo Keenan will start at fullback. Jason Jenkins has been included in the second row, and Will Connors is included in the back row. James Ryan is named among the replacements, with Leo Cullen opting for a 6-2 split on the bench. Luke McGrath and Kieran Frawley are the two backs named amongst the replacements. Jimmy O'Brien and Ross Maloney miss out on the match day 23, while Gary Ringrose again misses out as he continues to recover from a shoulder injury. As for Toulouse, they've named the same starting team they fielded in their semi-final win over Harlequins earlier this month, but they have tweaked their bench slightly for the final, with the inclusion of Joshua Brennan in place of Mathis Castro Ferreira. Now let's get some expert opinion ahead of tomorrow's match. And Alan Quinlan won the European Cup with Munster. He was speaking on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning and says he believes coach Jacques Nienbaar will have a big part to play in the Leinster setup.
He'll be very important from particularly this week, about talking to players and trying to motivate them and make them believe that this is their moment and not focus on what happened in the last two finals. So it'll be really interesting. And obviously, if Toulouse win the game, and you know, you'll be talking about it'll be a bit of a catastrophe for Leinster, in a sense that, you know, winning becomes a habit, but losing, sometimes it's hard to break that duck. And I suspect you need a little bit of good fortune as well. And
yeah,
again, I look to you, Michael. We create our good fortune, don't we, a lot of time on sporting fields, by our body language, our work rate, our just being really in tune. And it's a small little bit of a 1%, 2%, 3% in your brain, that ability to just keep fighting and find that little, win that little 50-50, win a 60-40. So I think all that stuff bodes well for Leinster, because they're an exceptional team, and you know, they've got to draw comfort in that as well, and be confident in themselves. Because if you focus too much on the what ifs in the last two finals, there's so many what ifs in those two finals, and Leinster probably should have won both of them.
That's Alan Quinlan speaking on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning. Brian O'Driscoll is another player who's been there on the big day in European club rugby in the past, and he starred with Leinster in a number of finals during his playing career. O'Driscoll offered his insight into how the players will feel approaching kickoff tomorrow afternoon.
For me, I can only speak for myself, it's been seen as a finalist choker, about not being able to get it done. Oh, these are the perennial finalists, but can't get over the line, can't manage to deliver their best on the biggest stage.
But how does it manifest in the week before?
It's probably, you internalise it. It's not something that's talked about from a team point of view. You're going through all of the same processes, you're doing all the same work. Nothing changes from that regard. Because by the time you get to a final, you've played really good rugby to get there more often than not. You've been deserved there. So you're coming on the basis of confidence, but then you lose three finals on the bounce and you go, oh, right. So you just play with, I don't necessarily think you play with a twitchiness, but I think the hours and days in advance, you think about it a lot more, you play it over the head a lot more, and it's just harder to eat your pasta that day. You know, it's one of those where you go, gosh, I've real butterflies. More often than not, when the whistle goes, you're just into the moment and you get caught in that. And that's the easy part. It's actually the build-up is the excruciating part, where you're playing out different scenarios in your head. If this happens or if that doesn't happen, and what if they go well? And it's an opportunity for a bit of negativity to creep into your mindset.
And that's Leinster legend Brian O'Driscoll speaking to Nathan Murphy on Off the Ball last night. Tomorrow's final between Leinster and Toulouse kicks off at 2:45 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. And tonight, the same venue hosts the Challenge Cup final between Gloucester and the Sharks. Kickoff for that one this evening is at 8 o'clock. In other news today, Munster have confirmed that Antoine Frisch will leave the province at the end of this season. The 28-year-old is set to join Toulon after 2 years with Munster. He first joined the province from Bristol in 2022 and he scored 9 tries in 39 Munster appearances. He started the quarterfinal, semi-final and final last season as Munster won the URC. Frisch was born in France and earned a call-up to their Six Nations squad earlier this year, having previously featured for the emerging Ireland team in 2022. And England vice-captain Ellis Genge has confirmed he won't be touring with Steve Borthwick's squad next month following an injury he sustained in last weekend's final round premiership fixture with his club Bristol. The 29-year-old damaged his left calf in the 35th minute at the Stoop against Harlequins and was helped from the field by 2 medical staff. He missed the remainder of that match and was seen leaving the stadium in London later that evening wearing a protective boot and using crutches. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed for more. We'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you again on Monday, but until then, enjoy your weekend.